Hey, you're so welcome to Open Arms Church. My name is Sean Booth, and spring is finally upon us. The evenings are getting longer and brighter. It is a new season on the horizon for us as a people, but also for us as a church. And you know, the Lord's been really speaking to me recently about the vision of Open Arms for 2021 and beyond. And I can't wait to share that with you on Vision Sunday, 28th of March. Mark it in your diaries, for we believe that Jesus is truly building his church, a large, strong, healthy, thriving church for this generation and for the generations to come. And also want to invite you to join us. I actually want to invite you every single Sunday, but particularly on Sunday, the 14th of March, we are going to be celebrating 3 years of Open Arms in Dublin, and also 1 year of Open Arms online here today. So really want to encourage you, join us the 14th of March, as we're going to be also launching our new combined service at 11 a.m. on both YouTube and Facebook. So from this date forward onwards, we're going to have one united service at 11 o'clock every single Sunday. Well, if you have just joined us or you haven't already, why don't you help us by spreading the word, hitting the share button, whether it's on Facebook, hit the like button and the share button to help us get the word out. If you're watching on YouTube, you can also hit the like button. Why don't you comment? Let us know that you are here. Let us connect with you. Also, if you're ready and you're ready to dive into this message, why don't you give me a thumbs up or praise hands emoji as we dive in together. I encourage you to lean in, grab a notebook, grab a pen, being able to write down what you sense that God is saying to you today through this word. You know, we know that this season and this year has been a difficult time for all of us, some more than others. And for me personally, I found that the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, incredibly difficult, like painfully so, where I felt overwhelmed with really a sense of heaviness, feeling somewhat down and defeated, just feeling completely overwhelmed and not sure what to do or how to get out of this place. And it was like everything that happened in the previous year had finally caught up with me. It was like some snowball effect that ended up just crushing me, just leaving me just feeling helpless, really, about how to get out of this place and feeling with no motivation whatsoever in how to press through. And I remember at that time and going through that, all of the sermons that I'd previously preached about how to have faith and trust God and always be resilient, I thought, you big Egypt, why can't you now, you know, implement those things, apply those things to your life? And I'm sure that you have felt like this maybe many times over this last season. Maybe you're feeling like that right now. And, you know, when you're in this place, you hear of everything that you should do, but instead you choose to do everything that you shouldn't do. You hear and you know that you should go for a walk. You know that you should go to bed early. You know that you should stay away from sugar and unhealthy foods. But instead, you decide to stay in your pajamas, binge out Netflix all day, and stay up all night eating Doritos or anything you can get your hand on, any junk in the house. Is there anyone else who's with me who's gone through that? But as I, in that place, came to the Lord with all my woes and worries and complaints, to be honest, I didn't hear any clear answer or any solution to the problem or any quick fix that I could just apply to my life there and then. But I did have a sense in my spirit, really a nudging in my spirit, just to begin praising God, just to begin giving him thanks, just to begin worshiping him again. And even though I didn't feel like it at many times, I chose just to play some worship music in our home, play worship music in the car, play worship music on my earphones at any given time that I could, and just force myself to give God praise. Just forced and just say, God, I thank you and I praise you for all that you've done in me, all that you've done for me. God, I'm so grateful for who you have made me to be, for where you have placed me, the people you have surrounded me with. You know, nothing miraculous happened or nothing supernatural happened around me. It was, you know, still all the same situation and same set of circumstances. Nothing changed around me. But something began to change within me. It was like I could feel a revival of faith and confidence in God. It was like I had a renewal of my passion, a renewal of my hope in God's promises as I chose to praise God in my situation rather than just from my situation. I chose to praise God for what he has done, knowing that he will do. I chose to praise God through my pain or through my disappointment and through my doubt, knowing that the Lord will bring me through. And I want to speak into your spirit today. I believe that it's time to give God praise. You know, there is time for mourning and there is time for weeping. There is time for recovering and there is time for surviving. But I believe that as your pastor, as your leader, I believe that God is saying that it's time to give God praise. It's time to praise the Lord your God. It's time to let your soul arise. It's time to let your spirit be awakened again. It's time to place your full hope and your full faith and your full trust and confidence in Jesus, for Jesus will be the one who will set you free. Jesus will be the one who will guide you through. Jesus will be the one who set you free from the prison that you might find yourself in. Right now, you might find yourself in a metaphorical prison where you feel trapped in with your thoughts, with your anxieties, with your worries and concerns. And I believe that it's time to praise Jesus so that he can set us free from the prison that we find ourselves in. Here's the title of my message today. I encourage you to write this down on a new piece of paper on your phone. It is this: the power of praise. The power of praise. I believe that we can see and experience the power of praise in our life, like a sound that resonates through our spirit, being able to open the doors that may feel locked, that may be able to break off the chains that have us bound back, that be able to set us free from the prison that we feel that we are in, that we may feel locked in and locked down. But Jesus can bring freedom and liberty in our lives, in our spirits, and in our souls. Our scripture today is found in Acts chapter 16, verses 22 to 26. The book of Acts, it comes straight after the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and it is written by Luke, who was a doctor, and he lays out the beginning of the early church, and in particular, through middle of Acts onwards, he describes the Apostle Paul's missionary journey as he journeyed throughout Europe and Asia Minor. And he was on a journey with a purpose. He had a great dream, but it very quickly ended up being a nightmare when he arrived at the city of Philippi. We see that immediately as he begins preaching about Jesus, as he begins casting out demons, we see that this mob is formed and it begins to come around him. And we see in verse 22, it says, a mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas. Silas was traveling with Paul. He was assisting him in his ministry. It says, and the city officials ordered them stripped and beaten with wooden rods. They were severely beaten and then they were thrown in prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure that they didn't escape. So the jailer put them in the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. He was literally chaining them to the walls. And it says in verse 25, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were praising God and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. They were set free in the most miraculous way. And Paul and Silas, they had traveled to the city of Philippi with a purpose to preach the gospel, make disciples, plant churches, and see many come to Jesus. That was their purpose. That was why they had set out on this journey. That was why they came to this city. And here they are, severely beaten, stripped, mocked, and then thrown into prison. The exact opposite place in which they thought they would be. They had a purpose, and now here they are in prison. Now, in this moment, we know if that was us, we would take the opportunity to finally, you know, to complain to God, to give out to God, say, God, why would you have us here? Why have you brought us to this place? Why are you letting this happen to us? Maybe they could begin to complain and say, you know what? Someone's made a mistake. And if it's not us, maybe God is the one who's made a mistake. Maybe he's the one who has let us come to this place. Does he not realize our importance? Does he not realize that we have a plan and we've got people to see and places to go? That we have a purpose. You know, we can all be familiar with this narrative that goes back and forth in our head many, many times. We may know and believe that God has given us a great purpose in our lives, but often it feels like we're living in a prison. Often it feels like we are captives to our thoughts, to our anxieties, to our fears and our worries. Often it feels like we're trapped in this prison of pain and heartache and hardship and suffering. Often it feels like we're confined to our circumstances, that we're stuck in a rut and we're locked in without any way out. And you know what it can cause us to question? Is this it? Is this it? Is there any end to this madness? Is there any light at the end of this tunnel? Is there any hope coming my way? When will I ever feel a sense of relief? When will there be any end? Ever feel like that? Maybe you've been feeling like that more times than not. Maybe you've been feeling like that many times in this last season. Maybe you feel like that right now. Maybe you feel like you're trapped, that you're locked in, that you feel like you're maybe almost falling into a pit of darkness, of sadness, of hardship. Maybe you're experiencing depression in your life right now that is overwhelming you. You feel like you're stuck in the place that you're in and you have no way out. And in this place, we can cry out to God, why are you letting this happen? Why is this happening to me? What have I done that I've brought this upon myself? Please don't let this go on any longer. God, I am asking you, I am pleading with you to rescue me, save me, restore me. You know, it's in this place where they are engulfed in darkness, where they are surrounded with four cold walls, where they are literally have the chains rattling off their feet, that Paul and Silas chose to praise God. They praised him when they were beaten to a pulp. They praised him when they were stripped down and thrown into prison. They praised him in faith and in spite of their feelings. They turned their prison cell into a praise cell. They decided to praise God. They realized that their purpose, they realized that the very reason that they were sent to this place, they realized that the reason that they were called, the very reason of their existence was to praise God. And we must realize that our purpose is to praise God. When we feel like giving up, to continue to praise God. When we feel full of fear, to continue to praise God. When we feel like failures and we can't do anything, we can't go anywhere, we feel trapped, to continue to praise God. No matter what, no matter when, no matter where, that we will choose to praise God. What is praise? Praise is simply giving God glory. Praise is really a choice where we choose to lift him higher above our circumstances, to lift him higher, to know and praise him for who he is, where he's brought us to. You see, praise is not a feeling. Praise is a choice. And praise is nor the denial of difficult times, but praise is for all times. Praise him during the good and during the bad. You don't simply praise God when you feel like it, when you feel happy and everything is going around you. Praise is something that we choose. Paul and Silas, they chose to praise God. And when we come to this realization, when we come to this revelation that our lives, the very reason that we were created and called by God, the very reason that we were chosen is to give Him glory, what happens is we experience His presence. We experience His presence in our lives, where even in our pain, we know that He is there. That even in our confusion, we know that He will lead us through. That even in our prison, we know that we are not alone and He will set us free. That is the power of praise. We continue to go on and go deeper into this scripture. We see in verse 25, it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were weeping in pain, believing that God had forgotten them. It says, around midnight, Paul and Silas had given up and were ready to die. No, it says, around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns at the top of their lungs. They were praising God so loudly, it says, that the other prisoners were listening. The other prisoners were in the same situation as Paul and Silas. They too were chained to the walls. They were in bondage. They were held captive for the sins and the crimes that they had committed, resulting in them living in captivity. Imagine what it would have been like for them. Living in this cold, dark, damp, and hopeless place, not knowing what was going on in the world around them. Maybe even prison had become their world. Prison had become their life. And yet here they are hearing something very unusual, hearing something that they had not yet heard within those walls. They were hearing praise. They were hearing joy. They were hearing singing and shouting. And this praise that they were hearing, it sounded like they were praising someone who had led them here. They were praising someone who they loved, someone who they served. How could they praise at a time like this? How could they praise someone when we're all in the same situation together? We're all locked in together. We're all trapped in together. You see, it was the power of their praise that caused the prisoners to listen. It wouldn't have been as powerful if they heard them praising God in the temple. It wouldn't be as powerful if they were hearing them praise God during the good times, in a comfortable place, in a good place. But the prisoners knew that Paul and Silas were just like them. They knew that Paul and Silas were in the same place as them. And that was what made their praise powerful. They would have thought these men should have no hope like us. And yet they are hopeful. They should have no faith, and yet faith rises up from within them. They should have no peace and no joy, yet joy and peace exudes from them in song. You see, when we praise, people listen. And when we praise from our prison, from our weakness, from our brokenness, from our hurt and our heartache and our hardships, that's when people see and hear and experience God's glory. That's when people experience the power of Jesus as we praise Him higher than anything else. You see, if I was to have a persona that everything in my life is perfect and I never struggle, everything always goes great and I always do the right thing, and my children, they're so well behaved, and our home is always filled with peace and tranquility, you know what? Very soon it would lose its power very, very quickly. Why? Because it's not real. It's not authentic. It's not true. See, people are crying out for realness, for authenticity, to be able to relate and to say, that's just like me. That sounds like my life. The world needs Christians to rise up and praise God in our pain, to praise God through our difficulties, to praise God in our heartache, not just to wait until we get to church, but to praise God in where we are and to be the church. To be the church in our homes and to our families and our friendships and our communities. To share with others that the Christian life is not about some pursuit of a perfection. The Christian life is all about praising Jesus through what we're going through. The Christian life is about being honest and real and raw and living it out in realness and authenticity through our brokenness and the pain and the bad times and the good times. See, one of our values here at Open Arms is that we are real. We don't believe in taking ourselves too seriously. We believe that what is on the outside should be the same that's on the inside. You know, both myself and Jillian, we've always sought to be real, to be vulnerable about who we are, what we're going through, that we're not some poster people that are perfect, but we're real. We've always sought to be able to share our experiences, the pain that we've walked through and the suffering that we've experienced and the times that we've gone through. We've always sought that if you were to come to our house and see us, how we act in the background is the same that you see on the platform. Because we believe that true realness and authenticity is what is powerful as we praise God through that. And here's the thing. The same is true for you. You hold the same ability in your life, in your homes, in your families. Because to be honest, when we say that we're Christians and we follow Jesus, all of our families and communities, they're watching everything that happens. They're watching our lives. And when there comes a time in our life where we have every right to hold our praise back from God, but instead we decide to continue to give God glory, it's through that our praise is so much powerful than when we are going through good times. It's through that others would see that what they are living out is real. That they are just like me, that they're going through what I'm going through, and yet they continue to give God praise. It's through that others would see and hear our faith, and others would see us give God glory. It's through that others would experience the power of our praise in Jesus. You know, right now you may be going through a difficult time. You may be going through hardship and difficulty. You may feel that God has placed you in a place that you are not comfortable in, that what you're going through right now is crushing you, is dampening you, is surrounding you in a time that you feel trapped and locked in and you can't get out. And here's what I want to say to you. Maybe your purpose is not to be released from prison just yet. Maybe your purpose is to praise Jesus in your prison, to praise him in what you're going through. Maybe your purpose is to praise Jesus right now in the midst of an unanswered prayer, of a lack of provision, to praise him in the hardship and the difficulty that you're in, and to praise him in that. That others would see and hear you give God glory regardless of your circumstances. That regardless of your doubt, you continue to trust him. Regardless of your faith, you continue to praise him. That regardless of what you're going through and the hurt that you're experiencing, that you choose to follow him. No matter where you are, even in a prison, you give God praise. And you may say, Sean, I didn't choose this. I didn't choose this place in which I find myself in. I didn't choose this and what I'm walking through and going through. And I definitely didn't choose the burden of being able to show others and give God glory through that. You know what? You may be right. Maybe you didn't choose this. But I tell you one truth. God chose you. And he chose you as his son and as his daughter. And he chose you to show you that he can use the most broken people in the most difficult of situations. And through that, he can turn it for his good. He can use that to express and demonstrate his glory and to see the fulfillment of his promises in your life and for those around you. To show you the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you, but he will be with you all the days of your life. You know, Psalm 23 is one of the most popular and well-quoted scriptures, especially during a time like this. And we know it. It says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It was written by the fearless King David, who was a mighty warrior, who defeated many nations, who defeated the great giant Goliath. But what makes this psalm more powerful is where David was when he was writing it. You see, David didn't write this as a mighty king sitting on his throne in some royal palace. David wrote this on the run from the insane king Saul, who was out to murder him, to wipe him off the face of the planet. And David was scared. He was terrified. In 1 Samuel 22, it describes where David was when he wrote this psalm. And we see that he has escaped from one of Saul's murderous attempts, and he was hiding in the cave of Adullam. He was scared, he was fearful, he was terrified for his life and what would happen if he had left that cave. And in verse 4, it says this, it says that the cave that David was hiding in was his stronghold. A stronghold is something that has been fortified, where no one could get in and no one could get out. It was as if David was living in a prison. And we see in verse 4 that he had a visitor come who was called Gad. He was a prophet. It said one day the prophet Gad told David, he said, leave the stronghold, the prison in which you are living in, and return to the land of Judah. Now, Judah was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, and Judah's mom was Leah. It was Leah's firstborn son. And Judah became one of the most powerful tribes of the 12 tribes of Israel. And when Leah had Judah, it says that she praised God. She gave God praise and she named him Judah, which means praise. So here we can see that God says to David, you are to leave the stronghold in which you're in. You are to leave the prison in which you're in and return to the land of praise. And in that moment, David decided to return to praise, that even in the prison in which he could find himself in, he chose to praise God. And he wrote down these words. He sang this song in Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even when I'm locked down, even when I'm locked in, even when I'm locked in with my anxious thoughts, my worrisome heart, my painful past, even though I'm facing uncertainty, where I'm standing on shaky ground, where I don't know what's going to happen next, even though it feels like the walls are closing in around me, even though it feels like panic is setting its grip within me and darkness is overwhelming, it says, I will fear no evil. It says, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Here's the question I want to ask you today. Will you choose to praise God regardless of the place in which you find yourself in? Will you choose to praise God even in your prison? Will you choose to praise him in the good times and in the bad? Will you choose to praise him when you're going through the peaceful streams and green pastures and when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death? And I want to encourage you, praise him through every trial and difficulty. Praise him in every situation. Praise him no matter what happens. Lift him higher above the circumstances in which you find yourself in. Lift his name higher above your anxiety, above the guilt, the pain, the shame, the insecurity that you're walking through now. Lift him higher. Verse 26 says this, suddenly there was a massive earthquake and the prison was shaken to its foundations. All the doors immediately flew open and the chains of every prisoner fell off. It was praise that caused the chains to fall off the prisoners. It was praise in Jesus the cause to set the prisoners free. You may have things in your life that have you chained and bound. Maybe toxic thinking. Maybe bad habits, repeated sin. Maybe it's guilt and shame of the past, or maybe even fear of the future. Maybe it's depression, anxiety, doubt, insecurity. Jesus has the power to set you free. Jesus has the power to break the chains that have you bound. Jesus has the power to bring freedom and liberty into your life. He has the power to transform your mind, to renew your heart, and to destroy the sin and shame in your life. How? By surrendering your life to Him. By repenting of your sin and receiving His forgiveness. And in that moment, He releases you from captivity. He brings freedom into your life and restoration into your heart. It may not all happen in a moment, but He brings you and He walks you and He leads with you and He guides you in everything that you have gone through and everything that you will go through. And I want to invite you right now to pray with me a prayer of surrender, to make a commitment, a new commitment to follow Jesus. Maybe you're making this for the very first time. Maybe you've made this commitment many times, but maybe once again the sin has got its grip back on you. Maybe again you found that the chains have you bound once again. Maybe you've just fallen away from Jesus. I want to encourage you right now, make this decision to follow Him once again. Hey, would you just close your eyes where you are? Pray this in your heart and repeat these words after me and say, Jesus, I repent of my sin. I am seeking your forgiveness. Will you set me free from this prison? Will you release me from these chains? I give you my life, all of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or maybe you're making a recommitment, we'd love to connect with you and help you on your next step. And all you have to do is go to openarms.ie/connect. And there you'll see a very short form that you can fill out and tick the box and committing my life to Jesus. And we'll send you a text and email inviting you to a Zoom group that happens actually this Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. It happens once a month with myself and some of our team. And we'd just love to hear your journey and help you on the next step of your journey. So really encourage you to do that for your next step. But as we finish, I want to answer the question that might be on the tip of our tongues is how. How do we praise? And here it is quite simply. We praise by declaring God's goodness in our lives. We can do this in a time of worship. We can do this when we're sitting in silence with God. We can do this with our journal open, writing out these words and praying this. And we may just say, Jesus, I praise you for you are good even when I am not. I praise you that you are faithful even when I have doubt. I praise you that you are strong even when I am weak. Lord, I just thank you for everything that you bless me with. I am so grateful for where you have me right now, even though it's hard and it's difficult. Lord, I thank you that you place me in a church that gives you glory, in a family who loves me, in a community that cares for me. God, I thank you for everything that you have blessed me with, and I'm grateful for what you have done. You see, it can be simple, but it starts from there. As we praise, things begin to happen. Our soul becomes awakened. Our spirit becomes revived. You see, praise is not a feeling, it's a choice. It's a decision that we make. I decide to praise you, God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I decide to praise you. I know right now you may be walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Maybe you feel like God has abandoned you. Maybe you feel like you've been so isolated and alone that you have got no one and nothing around you. Maybe you're feeling like you haven't got an ounce of energy to even give God praise. I want to pray for you right now. If that's you, I just want to pray for you and pray over you and pray into your life. And Lord, I pray for everyone who is in that situation, who is going through that, where maybe on the outside with some sort of a veneer or a mask of fakeness that we can uphold and we can get through the day. But Lord, I pray for those that inside, within, that they are hurting, that they are in pain, that they are struggling and suffering. Lord, I pray that you will bring healing. I pray that you will bring peace. I pray that, God, you will restore a passion within their hearts and a new hope and a fire to rise up from within their belly that comes from you. God, I pray that as we begin to praise you slowly, over time, over a period of time, God, I pray that you begin to bring change, revive our spirits, renew our passion, and give us new life. In Jesus' name, amen.